Sybil, you've been in love with James Blake for a long, long time.
Long time, yes. Big fan.
He is on the phone. James Blake, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the introduction. I appreciate it.
James Blake was ranked as the number four in the world and won 10 singles titles in a 14-year career. He's recently been named the chairman of the USTA Foundation, the United States Tennis Association. The U.S. Open Series starts in Atlanta, and over the course of 7 weeks and seven tournaments, they will build to the climax of crowning new men's and women's open championships. Starts August 31st, September 13th. James Blake is the man. Good morning, James Blake.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How difficult is it in your new position? Are you liking it? Is it a challenge? And what are the challenges you're facing?
Yeah, I love it. I don't even consider it a challenge at all. Just the same as I love playing tennis, it's been considered a challenge because it's something I enjoy. This is bringing tennis and education to some more kids, giving more opportunities to players that want to play. And I think that's something that our sport can always do a better job of, no matter how well we're doing. I started a program called the Harlem Junior Tennis Program. Now that's funded by the USTA Foundation. It helps out a ton of programs like that all across the country that can get kids involved in the sport. The sport that opened so many doors for me has opened so many doors for many others. And now it's getting involved in the Emirates U.S. Open Series, where the Emirates Returns Program is doing clinics at every one of those events you guys just talked about, all 7 weeks leading up to the U.S. Open. Where they have a clinic from, I'm doing one today. They got other current players that are doing them in every other city. So for me, these kind of things are fun, so I don't consider it a challenge at all.
So you are encouraging more African-Americans to get into tennis?
Yeah, really encouraging anyone to get involved.
Why don't African-Americans get into tennis more than other sports?
Well, I think it's just you don't see as many out there. So I think having role models like Serena and Venus have done such an amazing job to help especially African-American women get involved in it. For the men, hopefully I had a little bit of an influence because I was influenced by players like Mal Washington and, of course, the great Arthur Ashe to play the sport. So I hope there are more and more. Francis Tiafoe is a young player now. So hopefully we just have more role models that you see. I think the biggest hurdle that's facing getting new players involved is all the competition. You see LeBron James on TV every 5 seconds, and every kid wants to be him.
Speaking of Arthur Ashe, let me get this question in before we have to go. All right, you came into the sport because of the courage of Arthur Ashe. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about Caitlin getting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for the ESPYs?
You know, I know obviously that's a hot button topic for a lot of people, but I'm happy to see someone being themselves. I always felt that way about any athlete. I feel like anytime someone is manufactured, doing something for promoting a product, promoting themselves, whatever they're doing, I think that's cheapening themselves. And I think if you're being yourself, I think that's a true testament to just who you are. And she has taken it upon herself to really speak for a whole community and to give a voice to a lot of people that don't have a voice and really can't get on the stage the way she did. And the way she presented herself was really impressive, and the statistics that were that were presented were just tragic to see how many have attempted suicide and are clinically depressed. And so I think there's work to be done to help that community, and no better place to do it than in a venue where there's a lot of sports stars. I feel like sports is an arena where inclusion is promoted, especially tennis. For me, I always felt like for a long time before Arthur Ashe, it was a country club, a white sport, and Arthur Ashe broke down those barriers, and that made it possible for someone like me. So I hope there can be more barriers broken down, and I hope there aren't that many more to go.
Are you helping the young people in terms of the barriers for sponsorships and especially African-Americans who don't get the kind of sponsorship that mainstream tennis players do?
Yeah, I think Francis Tiafoe has already started and done a great job. He's been marketed very well. He's a young player that's on the rise, and I hope he enjoys the success that I did and even more so, and gets more marketing opportunities. And I love seeing that. Where if we get him in a few commercials and get him some wins, and you know, first he has to take care of business on the court. You've got to get those wins to make it so that he's someone that can sell products.
All right, that's James Blake. He's the chairman of the USTA Foundation.
Congratulations!
And the U.S. Open is coming up, August 31st through September 13th. Congratulations!